Hello guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Black Spin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And today is day four of Wimbledon and we are here to give you another recap preview of the day.
It feels like day six, but
feels longer than 4 days. It's been a hectic day again. Obviously, the rain delays us. It's crazy how the rain delays happened like 2 days a day ago, and it's still in. Basically, the effects of it is crazy.
We're still feeling the effect. Yeah. Now,
And one of the effects of it is us dealing with three matches at the same time.
Nuts.
Which is what we're going to start with. So one of the first matches of the day was
Arthur
versus Fokina.
And that was a first round match.
That was a first round match.
Being played on Thursday.
That was supposed to be played on Tuesday. So there was 2 days delayed. Hence why they were the first people on in the morning. I think they literally were so quick with it. Because they need to get that out of the way. This was actually a very anticipated match.
Yeah, it was.
And you could even see from the crowd, the amount of people there were at the crowd as well. That court was, because it was a smaller court, where it was, there's a lot of courts around, and out all of the courts that were around, that was literally the busiest. You had a lot of Spanish fans, a lot of French fans, and a lot of fans who just, like me, for example, who loves tennis. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm watching this match because it should be good. How that match went, obviously, Fis did not win, unfortunately. But at the first set, he was moving really well and just staying focused. And they were but at the same time, both of them were on the same pace.
You said Fis broke first.
Yeah, Fis broke first.
Then got broke back and straight away.
Fokina broke back straight away. Fokina just came. One of his strongest weapons is backhand.
Okay.
And Fokina just did that shit. And also, he's a little bit more experienced than Fis, I would say.
To be
as well.
Fair, he's the 31st seed. So,
yeah, exactly.
I thought going into the match, obviously him being Spanish, grass isn't really, his surface. So that's why I thought, Fis could potentially cause him some problems. But fair play to Fokina. He pretty much did what he had to do.
But after they brought right back, it was tight again and it went into a tie break the first set. And Fokina again just went on smoke and just won that. His backhands and his serve just made it more difficult for Arthur to break, basically. Then as the match kept on going, I think Fis was a little bit more not demotivated, but I think he was just a bit annoyed that he couldn't get to work, he couldn't get his rhythm and stuff.
Kind of lost momentum.
Yeah, so his level just dropped from his serves to him going more to the net. And literally on the last set, he didn't even have one break point. But we need to keep in mind that this is literally his first grass tournament. He literally played his first professional grass match this year, and for someone who's done that, he actually got used to it so quick and he was literally moving really well. And during press, you could see that he was frustrated, but he remained positive. Shout out to the French press, they were very, very supportive as well.
That's nice to hear.
It was really cool. He was just he was just sharing how, he just gave props to Fokina himself. Good. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. He was just it is what it is. I did ask him how he likes it, grass and the surface. He didn't give me a definite answer, but I think it's a mixed feelings. I think he's just a bit frustrated with the way, I did ask him, because he was injured for a bit. I did ask him, do you feel like the injury played into effect? And he was like, you know what, to be honest, no, I was, yes, I wasn't feeling that well, but by the time I was ready to go back on court, I was actually feeling 100%. That's, I just couldn't push like through that. Today. Yeah. But yeah, but he just says he's just ready for hard court now, so, which he's really good at, you know.
As are we. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the hard courts,
yeah. So shout out to Fees. Yeah, a great, great debut to his grass season.
Yeah, no, brilliant.
Yeah. And the match that started right after that, well, it was while it was during, but
it's
literally
at the same time.
It was at the same time, but I literally remember like seeing like which one he, because Feast went on court first and then Parks went on hers. And that was against Anna Bogdan. And I have to say, guys, I truly, truly expected Parks to win this match, because she won that first set in like literally less than 30 minutes.
Like
in 28 minutes, she bagged that shit 6-1. She had fewer errors. She served well. And then I don't even know what happened, but literally after that, everything just went left. While she had like double of the amount of errors from the first set with no break points, and just Anna just took advantage of that and just went on smoke, and then she just played way better, like for literally for the rest of like the match.
I think the biggest thing, or well, yeah, the kind of thing that let Parks down was the serve, because yeah, I'm just seeing here 13 double faults.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, I don't know, she's having issues with that second serve. I don't know if it's a confidence thing, or because we all know she's got a powerful first serve.
She does, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if it's like just, yeah, pretty mm-hmm. much a lack of confidence on the second.
Mm, probably, that's a good point, yeah.
But yeah, that's a tough one for Parks, because I think even she probably thought that she was en route to winning that in straight sets.
100%. Everyone was, yeah. Like, when I was seeing people's tweet during that time, you know, her first set, like, her unforced errors were, like, lower than 10. Like,
yeah. She
was literally just on smoke. Everyone was like, yes. Like, okay, yeah, cool, she's going to bag this. And then, literally, I think the second set even started with Anna breaking her as well.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, this is just second set, it would be cool. But then, boom, I don't know, she was literally like in a whole different type of smoke. I think she did really well on the surface.
Wimbledon debut as well.
Yeah, Wimbledon debut. Yeah, like this is basically her full grass like season. She just needs a little bit more experience, to be honest. That's it. Especially the way that she plays, I think she could get really used to grass. Either way, she still managed to get to the doubles finals at Birmingham. And she's still playing, you know, doubles at Wimbledon still. So she's still going to be around and stuff. But yeah, how did you feel about Parks?
Yeah, no,
on grass.
I mean, yeah, like you just said. I mean, she's got potential. She has potential on the surface.
Mm.
You mentioned the serve is a massive weapon.
Yeah,
like she's got solid ground strokes as well. Knows how to volley. Like the kind of all the kind of elements you need.
Mm-hmm.
For grass court tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very high hopes for her like in the future. And I think, yeah, this has been, obviously the second round defeat was disappointing, but mm-hmm. overall, like you said, it's been a decent grass court campaign, or first decent grass court campaign for her.
For sure. Definitely. So shout out to Parks for doing her thing. And yeah, the third match that was on during all of that. So, by the way, guys, I was literally going from one court to another to another. It got so crazy that I literally sat down.
You're doing a lot this morning because somebody else wasn't here. But anyway,
like literally, but luckily the courts were close to each other. So, like for example, Parks and Feast. I was able to like watch both like, kind of at the same time.
They backed onto each other, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. But then it just got too hectic because it was too busy, obviously. The grounds open at 11, so I had more people come in and stuff. So I was just like, you know what, let me just go back to the desk. And anyways, that third match that we're going to mention is
Michael Moe.
Oh, gosh. So Michael Moe played against Martera. I believe that's how you say his
Martera,
name. Martera, okay.
Yeah, Maximilian.
Martera, yes. Extremely tight match. Literally both two sets went into a tie break. But in my honest opinion, I feel like just like Parks, he could have bagged this match. Like, honestly, the only thing, he was unable to break like throughout the match. Like every time he was so close, whether it was like a break point or like 1 point away from a break point, it was like something would just, he would just miss it. Would just not be able to take that opportunity. So yeah, but either way, a big well done for making it to the second round.
As a lucky loser too.
Lucky loser. Right, yeah. And he did have a long match against Felix as well.
He did.
Which, was that, a, did that got delayed as well during the match. Yeah, there were some few rain delays as well.
But that was, I think that started on, well, yeah, it started and finished on the same day.
Yeah, it's not finished saying it, but on that day there was rain delays and stuff. And we need to keep in mind, he actually didn't play any grass tournaments.
True, yeah.
Before this. And he was even like...
Coming back from an injury.
So he didn't play French Open, right?
No.
Exactly. So for him to pull this off, it's pretty amazing. Is this also his first Wimbledon main draw?
Yes. I want to say yes. This is debut.
Cool, yeah. Exactly. So honestly, not too bad.
No, definitely.
Not too bad.
I did speak to Zach, his coach, a bit afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, like a lot of positives to take away considering.
Definitely.
Yeah, he got in as a lucky loser.
Yeah.
Made the most of, well, yeah, he got that win against Felix in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the second round, obviously losing in straight sets to Martyra. I think there's more positives to take than negatives just because, like you said, he's coming back from an injury as well.
For sure, yeah.
So I think going into the US hard court swing, there's a lot to kind of look forward to there.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of build on. And yeah, I think the camp, they seem pretty positive like going into that. So all kind of bodes well, I think, going forward. And I just hope he could stay injury free because, yeah, he was in the top 100 at the start of this year. So... that's kind of, yeah, that is his level, basically. He's a top 100 player.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he can get back in there, pretty quickly.
For sure, for sure. Shout out to Mo.
Michael Mo, indeed.
We shall see him soon.
big sigh. big sigh.
Massive sigh.
Aww.
Bombastic side eye. Criminal side eye. Up next,
your girl, your bestie.
my bestie hurt me still. She hurt me still. It's so funny because I'm looking at the notes here. The way I wrote these notes was like, yeah, she won this match.
I know, yeah.
Because that is how we went.
Well, yeah.
Literally, because that is how it went. Because I was literally writing the notes during the match. And I was like, yeah, we're done. We back this.
Until you get to the third paragraph.
Next round, yeah. And, of course, talking about Sloane Stephens. Despite the result, I do want to say, I do not know what she's been on. I don't know what type of smoke. I don't know who she's been talking to. I don't know if it's a new coach. If I don't know what it is.
I did see a lot of the tweets like during the match. Like, I think you were retweeting a few people saying, oh,
yeah,
like,
bro, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what it is, but Stephens was playing a lot more aggressive. Something that the street's been asking for. The fans, the everyone, me, myself, and I've been asking for that. I was like, Stephens, please give us some of that. And from her first match to this match, she did bring it. Till for some reason. On the second set, when she was just a game away from closing the match, it just dropped.
Sad.
We got a little bit more errors. So, you know, her aggressiveness dropped dramatically.
Do you not think, though, Vekic kind of upped her level, though?
Yeah, which is what I was going to get to. Like, while that was happening, Vekic literally started playing like so much better.
Yeah.
And then that's how she was able to take the second set. We literally went from 5-2 to Vekic taking winning the second set and then even winning the match, because like the third set was actually a battle.
Yeah.
You see, like Sloane was trying like to get back to that aggressive, but it wasn't how like it was. When we go to the third set, I literally said to myself, if it's not going to be like that first set, we're done. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
At like 4-2, she started picking up like slowly and stuff. But then Vekic just did her thing. I don't know, that first set, literally she had like fewer errors. The serves were amazing.
And Vekic did break first in that first set.
She did, yeah. Vekic did, yeah. She broke back and then she just like went on smoke. Broke yeah. Again. I don't know. To be fair, it's weird. It's not too surprising because we've had this thing from Sloane where like first set she'll bag it. Yeah. Second set she's literally like a game or two games away and then literally out of nowhere it's like we're on to a third. But I think this time it shocked her so much because of how well she's been playing. Like,
and she served for it in the second set.
Literally. Like, yeah. So it's like how did we get here? Yeah. Honestly, this match was like, you see how you felt during that Coco match?
Oh, yeah.
That is how I felt during this year's match because literally we had it. Like we were a game away.
Tough.
One game away.
Very, very tough.
But either way, whatever Stevens is taking or thinking that's making her this aggressive, for the love of God, Sloane Stevens, keep that up. What are you going to say?
She's not taking anything. Like, let's not.
What do you mean?
If she's taking anything, she's not taking anything.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but. Yeah, I really did. See, this is why I was confused because I really did not mean it. I really did not mean it like that at all. But yeah, I'm here for it.
No, of course.
Shout out to her. Her first match was amazing, especially that it was definitely hard because of the rain. I think hers got stopped like 2-3 times, like I said in the last pod. But she kept that momentum and she kept that rhythm, even though it wasn't that easy because the last rain delay that day, her errors were even more, but she pushed through, she won that straight set and...
She's also playing doubles as well.
With
so,
who?
An American. Just leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But yeah, she'll still be around, but
okay.
I am disappointed, like, for Sloane because I did feel like she could have, I don't know, maybe went on a bit of a run this year just because like we've said before, like she does kind of bring it like at Grand Slams
for sure.
And she did
Grand Slam,
yeah, and like just kind of the vibe obviously when you spoke to her in press yesterday as well, like, you know, she seems in good spirits and like, you know, pretty much up for it. But yeah, today wasn't meant to be, or wasn't to be, against Vekic. And I just hope she's not like feeling too kind of down. But
she didn't look too happy when she walked out of court.
I can imagine. Yeah,
she was looking like really down because she was even like, "What the fuck?" I feel like if it was at least like a couple games away, cool. But like we were so close, like so close that it was literally there for her to take. But it is what it is. And plus, she didn't play any grass tournament either, but the way that she played is as if like she had a couple of matches in her. So shout out to Stevens. Hope she keeps her heads up and looking forward to her in doubles and the rest of the season.
Of course.
Let's brighten up.
I was going to say, to be honest, I wanted to start with the winners, but the boss said, no, let's carry on the format we've been doing.
So the format we've been doing is the order of the matches. So, yeah, but it doesn't change anything because the next person that we are speaking about, I'm not going to lie, yeah. What I love is that I watched a bit of this match after the Stevens match, which,
lifted your spirits.
You have no idea. You actually have no idea. Like, it literally changed my entire mood, and that is Mikkel Immer. You watch a bit of that match as well.
I did.
Very tight match against Taylor Fritz,
the ninth seed, world number nine. Yeah,
world number nine. How was that match?
Yeah,
for
no.
You?
So I was there pretty much from the beginning. So I saw the opening set and then a bit of the second set. Obviously, Immer lost the opening two sets. So he was two sets to love down.
Mm.
And then, yeah, miraculously came back to take it in five.
Mm.
And I just think, yeah, with kind of five set tennis, there's always going to be like momentum shifts. And that clearly was the case today for Mikhail Immer.
Yeah.
And it was just so good to see because, yeah, like he's someone we speak about quite often.
Yeah.
And like kind of, yeah, post about like a lot. So like followers will be familiar like with, you know, his game style and like, you know, his kind of roots through like slams. You've always said as well, he always gets like tough draws, which is the truth.
I've always said it all the time. Like this guy, just his draws just create, and it's always like early rounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Always early
so
rounds.
So to get the ninth seed, second round,
bruh.
He wasn't expected to win that match today, and really and truly, he had no right to win it because yeah, Fritz was two sets to love up. But yeah, Immer he stayed the course, and just plucked away like. I think he's got such a good grass court game as well. Like he's got a game that's very suitable or well suited to the surface. And again, it was just so good to see him like push through and like persevere and just stay the course basically.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
I spoke to him after the match and in his post-match press conference, which was really good. It's funny because like a load of Swedish journalists were in there first, obviously. So a lot of it was done in Swedish, and then it got to my English part. He kind of like just a very polite guy. But he was like, "Oh, like I wish we did the whole interview in English because like I speak." He said he speaks much like more articulately in English than he does in Swedish. I thought that was quite funny, but he does speak very, very good English. I did compliment him on that. But yeah, it was really interesting. In press, he did say that I asked him like how Wimbledon kind of compares to other Grand Slams because he was a boys runner-up here in the boys event a couple of years ago. He gave a really interesting answer, which we're going to play for you here.
Yeah, how does Wimbledon kind of compare to other Grand Slams? Because obviously you reached the boys final. Like, is Wimbledon hold a special place in your heart, like, since then? And now, obviously, you've got this, like, biggest win of your career today as well, like...
Yes, in one way. But in another way, we're working on it. Me and Cyrus, I'm trying to not attach myself too much to, on a personal note, to these events. And... working on enjoying the art of the game, and then leaving that at that. But then of course it's undeniable that it's, you know, that it is, you think, oh wow, it's Wimbledon, but actively working to not praise that too much.
Yeah, so that was Mikhail Immer. Again, very, very happy for him because yeah, this is now the first time he's reached the third round at Wimbledon.
Amazing.
And I mean, again, who he has in the third round, it's a winnable match. So it's Daniel Galan of Colombia, he did say that he's not thinking about that match at the moment. Like he just wants to basically, you know, enjoy this win, and rightly so. But that is a winnable match looking ahead. So,
mate, if he plays the way that he played against Fritz, which we have to say, his first top 10 win
too, exactly.
His first top 10 win. If he continues that way, yeah, he's clear. I was really, really happy for him. And important to say as well, the crowd were loving him, man.
Yeah.
They were like loving it. He was even loving the love because even at the end, like, obviously after he like shook hands with the umpire, waved, like he went back to his seat, but then he went back again to like the crowd and like gave like his wristband thing and then waved again because like everyone was like super like happy like for him because that final set, mate, he came clutch.
Yeah.
Like Fritz was rattled, like he didn't even know what to do anymore. He was getting frustrated as well. I think Fritz probably looking at him like a small boy. Why is
who's
he beating
he?
Me? Yeah, like who's he? And to be fair, even because obviously when people were clocking, I was media, they were asking me questions like, "Oh, who's? What can you tell me about this Immer guy?"
Really?
Yeah. Literally, yeah. Some like old white man was asking, like he so was like, "Oh, you're media." I was like, "Yeah." So, okay, so what can you tell me? One thing I love about the fans is when they clock that you're media, they come and ask you all sorts of questions, and I'm like, "Bro, I'm." Relax, I know certain stuff, but yeah, it's still cool though. It's still
that's
cool.
Amazing.
And that's what I love when the matches, when like there's matches with smaller players, whether it's black or white or whatever, like I love when they play like a big player because
they get
it's
their
like,
shine.
Yeah, for example, that's what when last night when Paolini played against Pedro. Yeah, and it was sent to court. I was like, yes. I said, this is like, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough match, but I was just happy that she was getting that exposure. But yeah.
Incredible.
Sorry, guys. We are watching. We are still on the grounds, and we are watching Murray and Tsitsipas, and it looks like Murray has hurt himself.
At 22-11.
22-11.
On Thursday night. My word.
I think it's a little, it's like a cramp or something. Looks like it. Anyway, this is Backspin Global. Let's go back. All right.
No, shouts out to Yimma, man.
Shout out to Yimma, yeah. Looking forward.
He did confirm that am I saying it right? It doesn't matter, but
It doesn't matter, but yeah, he does speak. Is it Amorite? If you are Ethiopian
or East African and you understand
East African and you understand that main language, like main Ethiopian language that starts with an A, yeah, that. And also, please get back to us to teach us how to say vamos in that language, or of course, let's go in that language. So then when he's winning them things, we can shout that in his language. You get
me? Love that. But yeah, shouts out to Emma. Yeah, we look forward to seeing him in round three.
Up next, again, some great news. Top 10 foe.
Let's go.
So he had a great match again. Started pretty tough, didn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was tight. So we went to a tiebreak, the opening set against Dominic Stricker, the young Swiss, very talented player, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I didn't catch the beginning of that match, but I did catch the closing stages of the first set, and then I pretty much stayed with it for the second and third.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, again, Tiafoe, like we've been saying these past few months, like, he's upped his level. Like, he's playing now, you know, to his ranking, which is a top 10 player.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's just basically beating all the players he's meant to be beating, and like doing it with like very little fuss. I think, like we just said with Stricker, like that first set was tight.
Yeah.
But the second and third, he just, upped his level. And I personally don't think he got out of like third gear. Like, mm-hmm. I think he just basically did what he had to do, which was enough ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's got plenty more left in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
But
he even spoke about that first set.
Yeah, no, he did. I can't remember what he said.
So he spoke about that first. I mean, you asked him about that first. You were like, you know, it was pretty tight and everything.
Yeah. So he just said basically once he got the tiebreak, obviously it was back and forth. I think he did save a few set points actually in that tiebreak. But he was like, yeah, once he closed it out, like he just knew that, yeah, the match would pretty much go his way after that.
Yeah.
Actually,
you know what? Let's show it to the people.
Let's do that.
The first set was quite tight.
Saint.
I feel like you kind of upped your level in the second and third. Like, how do you feel you played like overall today? And like, do you feel
I didn't play great in the first set. I didn't play great in the first set at all. I thought I served well. But he was tough. I mean, he was really ripping the ball, and it's hard when you haven't played a guy. I didn't have much to really scout with him as well, so it was hard. But he had a great serve. But first, it was one of those things, you could get out of there. Got out of there, and then after that, I was like, I'm gonna run away with this. And I got some breaks, got two breaks in the third, and just carried on. But I think that first set was huge. I loosened up a lot. I started swinging more out on the ball, moving them around a bit more. So, it's tough. I don't want to be out there playing longer matches if I don't have to. So, you know, those first sets are huge for me. But yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was big foe. He's still looking solid. For me personally, I feel like I just love seeing how much he's just each match. I feel like you just see how much he's grown.
Yeah.
Like, him being able to, like, you can see that he now looks for solutions for like his type, like sets, like, you know, the recent matches that he's been playing has been showing that you know there's like a problem. He finds like the solution, and it's crazy because I sit on the pod. Like I feel like that's the one thing that's missing from France's game. Like he's not like he'll get there, but I think at times he will struggle to find like solutions or something. Mm. And he's been doing that, and now look.
One of the stats though, and you wrote it down here in the notes. Like yeah, the serve was like firing. So yep. you're 26 aces.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he did speak in press as well about like how he thinks the serve has helped been like the game. Biggest yeah. improvement to mm-hmm. like his game yeah. of late.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I think we could all kind of see, like there's evidence of that.
For sure.
So he's got Grigor Dimitrov next. I think he's the 21st seed.
He does have him next.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I am.
They haven't played each other since Australia, and I think that was in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, TFO got that win against Dimitrov then. So we hope, not hope, I'm expecting. I'm joking. No, I think it's going to be a good match. And he's looking forward to it too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
100%. No, for real. And in terms of Dimitrov, he reached the quarterfinals at Queens. He actually lost to Alcaraz, who obviously ended up winning the title. But yeah. France has won a whole grass title. So it's different. Indeed. You know? Indeed. It's different, so I really can't wait for that. I hope that match is going to be on the show. Cool.
Oh, yes,
I think it deserves to be on a number one call. Like, bro, you guys been using TFO for all like sorts of promo. Give him number one.
The Barclays guy.
Yeah, the Barclays guy. Like, give him number one. But yeah, shout out to Big Foe. But yeah, and last but not least,
Shelts.
The end of his first grass season. Well, you know how we put everything first.
Yeah. In singles.
In singles, yes. So, yeah, compared to his first match, Shelton definitely struggled to find his rhythm. But it was still pretty tight, honestly. Yeah.
It was against Laszlo Djere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Against who?
Laszlo Djere.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. The only thing is that, yeah, he had a little bit more errors. Like when I was watching like his match, which I watched from the balcony, it was pretty dope.
It's a nice view.
Nice view, yeah, because it was just, again, his court are too ramped up. Court
14, because he played court 14.
Again,
first
yeah,
round, yeah.
Yeah, 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 same court. And it's like, bro, you guys saw how people were there, ramped up, packed up. But yeah, no, he had like more errors, and especially when he came to his returns as well, it was literally like on and off. Like
yeah.
he just wasn't like on.
He did win the opening set though.
He won the opening yeah. set, yeah. But after that, it was just like it just went off. So yeah, but either way, this was a very good beginning from him. Again, this is his first time on grass. The crowd loves him. He did decent in. That's, I think what's impressive is that improvement from Queens to now.
Yeah.
Because I watched him at Queens as well. And the way he played at Queens compared to the way he's been playing at Wimbledon, completely different.
Yeah.
The fact that he's improved so quickly.
And even after Queens, not to cut you, but he did lose in Mallorca.
Oh, yes, that's true.
To Christopher Eubanks.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so literally, it's just, you think that he did like, so many time off and everything, do you get what I mean? But literally, he picked up so quickly. But then it shows that potentially
100%.
He can be a problem on grass, you know, and play really well on it, just like his dad did years and years and years ago.
Facts.
So yeah, shout out to Shelton. He's still around in terms of doubles, but in terms of singles, that's the end for him. But we'll be back next year, and definitely I see him going down like further. But yeah.
Tomorrow's matches now.
So yeah, tomorrow's matches. So in terms of singles, well, finally a day where we don't have 10,000 matches. in terms of singles,
it's
of course.
It's a little lighter, which is
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So show court, again, we have Eubanks and Norrie. I did say that was going to be a short show yeah, court.
12 seed Cam Norrie.
Cam Norrie. I'm really looking forward to that match. I think
is
that's
that second
be
on or first?
Second on. Okay. Second well, on, just good. Like Stevens. In the morning, we have Keys and Golubic.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we have Emma and Galan.
Galan,
yeah, Colombian, yes. And also, the doubles are starting tomorrow. So we have the French, Fils and Van Ash.
Luca Van Ash. Luca Van Ash is the guy that I kept forgetting Lofhagen played.
Oh, Lofhagen played.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
And nearly,
I should have remembered
beat,
that
exactly.
Because, yeah. Because I was there. True. Sorry.
But anyway, yeah.
I was there. And that's versus the Tsitsipas brothers. I don't know how Stefano's going to do it because his match has been suspended right now, playing against Sir Andy Murray.
Highly stressful.
Been suspended, so yeah. We also have the Brits, Dart and Watson, who got through wild card,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, they got wild card in.
Versus Ostapenko and Kichnok. Ostapenko actually lost today, unfortunately. Ooh. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
She's going to be on some different kind of like...
Yeah, because she won a title as well. This thing, you know, Grass, she's great as well.
They're going to be seeded as well, those two.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. We have our Ghanaian Italian sis, Paolini, with Italian, Trevisan, versus Masarova and Hozumi. Asia Mohammed, which I think will be our first time seeing her.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julia Olmos.
And Olmos.
They're the temp
yeah.
seeds.
Yes. Versus Babos and Flipkins. We have Shelton and McDonald, like we said, Shelton is still around. Versus, is it Nice?
Yeah, Nice.
And
Zielinski.
There we go. Oh,
sorry.
And the last one.
Oh, wow. Six seeds.
Yep.
Put some respect on their name.
Put their respect on their name. Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. Fernandez actually also lost today.
To Carol Garcia.
Yes,
oh, wow.
She did.
That was
yeah.
a free set.
I think it was a free set. Yeah, it was. Yeah, so she lost.
So they're going to be more like there's going to be more intention or
yeah,
to kind of go deep in doubles.
For real.
But who are they playing? God.
Our Sis Parks and Stearns.
Peyton Stearns, who also lost first round, I think, Stearns.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, some really good, interesting matchups.
Like, especially doubles as well. I know some people are not that interested in doubles, but honestly,
I think Grand Slams, people
put a little more effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm just glad that we don't have like a hectic day.
True.
Because it's been hectic. But
you've been here every morning like for the past 4 days.
I was really praying and hoping there was no morning matches for us, and then boom, keys. And I was like, God damn. But what would you say was your favorite match today?
Oh, definitely Emma.
Emma, yeah.
Definitely.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, the story more than anything as well. Like,
facts.
I'm just happy for him.
Facts. He's
but yeah, obviously TFO was amazing as well. But again, that was unexpected. Like, he did what he had to do.
Yeah.
Sloane, it was nice seeing Sloane, even though she lost. I thought, yeah, she's playing good ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just nice to see her like enjoying it, basically. So
that's true.
I think, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her in the US in the summer.
For sure. All right.
What about you, though, for your favourite match?
It would have been...
Emma as well.
It would have been Stevens.
Oh, it would have been, my bad.
Initially. But definitely Emma. Yeah, like, yeah. I was really, really, really happy for him. 100%. Especially that I've said on the pod so many times that this guy just keeps on having tough draws from early as well. You know, it's always been like that. So the fact that he's able to play, to be... not only a top draw player, but a top draw player that everybody's been talking about Fritz lately.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean?
He's the Netflix guy.
Yeah.
The Netflix guy.
Exactly. Like, you know, the American guy and everything. So everyone's been talking about him. So I'm really happy, really, really, really happy for him. And I hope that he just continues to pull through for, like, you know, for the rest of the slam.
Oh, fantastic.
And I guess that is it, guys.
Yes, sir. Day 4 wrapped up. That's a wrap.
All wrapped up. Remember, just, you know, keep an eye on socials. We're always giving the updates. You know, this is just like a little extra. Tomorrow, the weather's going to be great.
Can't wait.
28 degrees. You know what I mean? I'm going to wear my nice dress. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep on being Black Spin Baddie. Period. All right, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow on day 5 at Wimbledon. Oh. The right time to wrap it up. See you guys.
No.